Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. How we doing, Sheffield? Sounds like this on a Sunday, first show for the last few weeks at least, because I've been away and all that. Hope you're doing all right. I've got loads and loads of new music to give you, a few bits and pieces that I picked up on my travels. What else? Oh, that one, brand new from Quiet Dawn, really, really good producer out of France, I believe, has been releasing records on First Word Records for the past 15 years or so. I think this is going to be his third album, and you heard a track called It's All About Freedom, and yeah, a bit of an earworm that. I love that one. And also First Word are celebrating their 20th year as a record label, which is some achievement, especially in the current climate as an independent record label. So hopefully going to be doing a little, I've kind of done one, I think 10 years. I remember interviewing Ali Gigliani, Andy H and Soliance, who I love, in some like room at the Harley, the old Harley. It was like, I remember the bedding being quite, yeah, I mean, I'd say granny-like, but that's an insult to grannies. Anyway, so doing an interview there for the sort of 10th anniversary, then did one for the 15th. Then I did one with Giller during lockdown, couple of sort of longer features. And then did one for the 15th, yeah, did one for the 15th, that's about right. And then did one a couple of years back when he came up and played, when Alicia Joy came and played. So yeah, going to do another one in a series. Got to get the full set, haven't we? Right, this one is brand new. Florence Aduni out of Ghana on Philophone Records. This is called the Song.
Yeah. dice así, yao. Esperemos que salga bien. Dice: yo soy el mocho redimido, los saludo de las tris. Yo rapeo lo que sea, pero inglés no hablo, please. Yo quiero que sean feliz. Un saludo de la Ferro para Sound Like Dix.
Más o menos.
Yeah, big shout out to Ruth tuning in, Angelina too, and a shout out to Pipes for his efforts yesterday evening. Simply one of my favourite DJs. That track comes from a compilation which got a big, send a big thank you to Lara Marulanda. Came and met us when I was DJing in Pereira in Colombia. She used to live in Sheffield. And she brought this along. It's her cousin's record label. He's the executive producer. So I'll give him a big shout out as well. David Cantoni. If that's the right person? Yeah, it looks like it. Anyway, this is it's a brilliant compilation. This is so good. It's called Mango Rojo, Volume 2, Afro-Colombian Sounds from the Pacific and Caribbean Coasts. There's two sides, Pacific Coast and Caribbean Coast. You heard one from the Pacific Coast by Los Alegres de Telembi. Colombia pide paz, or Colombia looks for peace. I think I'm right in that. I should know. Yeah, and then the little jingle, I couldn't resist that, right? So, bit of a weird one. I was on my way to the airport in Pereira, in Colombia. And a family member sort of said, oh, look, we're a bit early, let's go and have a look at this barrio that's like previously been plagued by gun violence and drugs and all sorts of sort of social, economic horrors and criminality and all sorts. And he said they've like transformed themselves. They've got like an arts collective. It's all been decorated. It's the kind of community-led approach, etc., etc. Anyway, so we went down there. There was like a TV crew who were there as well from the Colombian, I suppose the equivalent of ITV, called Caracol. And they were filming for like, I don't know what it will look like, to be honest with you, but it was like a feature where I guess it's going to be on a Saturday night TV and different communities pitch for money or pitch for sort of support. And they were doing their one. And so within the space of a couple of minutes, and I think it was just that, this is the thing as well, it's slightly uncomfortable because like I'm with my wife who grew up in that city. She knows what it was like before and what it's like now. They weren't interested in talking to her. They wanted to speak to the gringo. So there was certainly some, some white privilege or useful gringo, however you want to interpret it. Maybe a bit of both. But anyway, they sort of like got me out of the car, mic'd me up. And I got walked around this barrio, explained about the arts project, had this guy, and I'm just trying to find his name. I've got his card somewhere, wrapping my face. So basically, it looks like I'm going to be on Colombian TV at some point. Who knows in what format? And I think probably there'll just be a cut of me looking pretty awkward and saying very impressive or something like that. But while I was there, I thought, come on, let's get a jingle from him. And he was a right professional as well. And he kind of like, he wasn't willing to not, like, we had to leave. And he was just like, no, I need to get this right. And the sounds like this in particular, and I get it with the, you know, he struggled with that and it kept coming and kept going and he got it in the end. So thank you very much. I'm going to get his name and I might try and get an interview with him over the thing because he's doing some interesting music. He's a good MC and lots of arts-based project there. The neighbourhood is called, wait. I think it's called La Foro, but you can follow them on Instagram and see what they've been doing. Interesting stuff. Anyway, the story behind a jingle. Let's get on with the music. Thank you. Sheffield Live on a Sunday. Brand new one from Kamasi Washington, his third album forthcoming. That one featuring Andre 3000, Dream State. Love how much Andre 3000 upset the stay in your lane brigade. Or purist, depends how you want to look at them. When he released a flute-based album.
Bye. Sounds like this.
Some wondrous little soul music there. Cat Pack, they're called, and it's something to do with a group called Moonchild. I think there's two members of Moonchild who are well worth checking. And I'm trying to think who the collaboration was with. It's escaped my mind. But it is a brand new album on True Thoughts Records, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary. There you go. Another seminal independent record label. I might try and hound Rob Louis for another interview, actually. Why not? Keep them coming. Yes, yeah, so, and before that, you heard a special Mizell Brothers remix or 12-inch longer version of Donald Byrd's classic Think Twice. That's only available on vinyl, I think, anyway. And so I need to take more care of it because it's sounding a little bit crackly in places. Sounds like this on a Sunday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Now, last month, it's quite shocked to find that the music world lost a brilliant saxophonist, Rhodes player, producer, vocoder as well. And I'm not a massive fan of the vocoder, I must admit, but he made it his own, called Casey Benjamin. Now, Casey Benjamin played with Robert Glasper Experiment, and he also toured with Chris Daddy Dave. So, Ruth, I know you're listening, and if you remember the gig we went to in Leeds, and there wasn't too many people there, and Chris Daddy Dave sort of had his drum kit set up like a spaceship, and they had Pino Palladino on bass, amazing. And the guy who worked with D'Angelo and all sorts of other people. Obviously, Chris Daddy Dave, just dopest drummer. And then you had Casey Benjamin on the sax and that. And he passed away age 47 last month. He was also part of a group called Heavy that I put on back at, I don't know, 2005 at the Forum. It was quite bizarre. On a Sunday night, I think it was. I found the flyer the other day. I did the tickets for a fiver. I mean, like, you know, no wonder I'm rubbish at sort of gigs promotion and stuff like that. And Angelina, if you're listening, I think I'm sure I remember, like, you even bartered me down or something, or got in for free. I don't know. Anyway, doesn't matter now. Heavy, who were brilliant, and they only lasted for like one album. I don't know. They kind of like arrived just as people were moving into sort of harder sounds like dubstep and stuff like that, and their album kind of got a little bit lost. But it's well worth a revisit. They had a couple of EPs out on Kindred Spirits. And they also had, and Casey Benjamin was kind of like the producer behind it, one of the sort of main collaborators. And I remember on the evening as well, being a lovely, lovely, lovely bloke. They were full of stardust. They were just kind of like, they had a sort of star element to them. Also as well that night, by the way, was an early gig from Andrea Triana, who's obviously gone on to, a lot of better things, that's for sure. Bigger and better. But anyway, this one's in memory of Casey Benjamin, sorry. And, it is Casey Benjamin. Of course it's Casey Benjamin. Yes. Don't know why I thought Gordon. Anyway, so this was in memory of Casey Benjamin. Also want to send it out in memory to someone on a much more local level who I always enjoy talking to about music. Only found out yesterday that he passed away, which was Michael Robinson as well. Sort of real music head. This is Heavy, Wanderlove.
Never.
Yeah, the sound of heavy. Wonder Love in itself a tribute to Minnie Riperton. In memory of Casey Benjamin.
Edge of insanity. Woes of humanity. Often in our conversation.
And soul, jazz, hip hop.
Recently got complicated. Waiting,
Encyclopedia, waiting. Michael Robinson.
How can we not situate it? I'm sick of all these situations. Hurrying me. Heard around, I had a baby. Girl, don't listen, please. Asking your imagination. Running. That's in your imagination. Running, it's running. That's in your imagination. Running, make sense, you never do. When you do, who really understands? Really understands. Standing here like, oh shit. Just let go of my plans. Don't let go of my hands. And if you do before I do, and if you do before I do, why ain't you realize why I lie in your eyes? I die every time. I sing the same old blues song.
Listening to Chris Welch on Sounds Like This.
It's too much to comprehend.
Yeah. Santa Ray and Christian. I think the singer, was it Vula? Spellbound. Late 90s UK soul classic. I think it's late 90s anyway. I can't see the label from here. Well, my ability to read a record. Oh, hello. My ability to read a record whilst talking and it's spinning has decreased over years. So there you go. There's an age-related update. It sounds like this on a Sunday. This one. Let's play this.
In our rhymes, yeah. Some guys should buckle up and approach with caution. We don't take it lightly who we pick for our supporting. We the type of she's who can follow and lead. We can build a business while we blowing off trees. War the bees knees, war the knees weak. Kill them with a dress, not a damsel in distress. What's frown? Queen, siren goes sound, huh? Silent and proud, huh? Shaman says power, yeah. We don't. It over here. This is how we kick it when we kick in new year. How you doing? New phone, new heart, new hair. Got to know the shoulders. Lead them, mind control us. Be an individual, as they might control ya. Stepping on my own, building my own throne. I'm collecting all the paper for my kingdom back at home. What you wanna know? I said it all before. What you wanna see? I showed you all before. I shine my little light. I do it all the time. My kids will see my praises when they speak about my life. But we don't really care. No, we don't, no, we don't, no, we don't. We don't care. We don't care. We don't really care. No, we don't, no, we don't, no, we don't. We don't care. We don't care.
I told you.
We don't. We don't. We don't. Yeah. We don't. We don't really. We don't. Yeah, yeah.
Another one from that Mango Rojo Volume 2 compilation that I mentioned. That one's called Los Calandaños Brass Band, Noche en Vela. And I'm going to play two tracks from a brilliant Colombian band called Ghetto Cumbe. This one, Candelaria, Sheffield Live on a Sunday.